Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere, so keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
What's happening? What's happening, family? It's your main man, TJ Chapman, host of the TJ Chapman Show. This is the holiday edition. It's Tuesday night, y'all, because Thanksgiving is on Thursday. And I am ready for the holidays. I'm about to get this little belly filled. I mean, I probably ain't going to gain about 2 or 3 pounds. And then it's going to...
Your head going to get bigger than your body.
Anyway, we are joined by
Black women have it so beautiful because they hide it all the time. Right. Right.
like versatility. Talking to the mic.
Got a good discussion going on.
Coming? Okay. For the show, I'm just like reading comments. I'm not reading no comments right now. Okay. I'm like, oh, I'm reading comments.
Just put that right there.
Sorry.
You can turn the camera this way.
This
way?
Okay.
You
I'll do that. I didn't hear you. I can't hear anything that you're saying.
Okay. Oh, I ain't really talking
now,
to
the mic. Now,
where's
the comments going to come on the live?
Keep going. I want to get it.
Oh, on this feed?
See me.
This ain't touch screen. I'm like, you know, we here. Okay.
I ain't really talking to the mic like that.
Everybody in the building today, man. This is a holiday special, man. Wow, I'm like, this thing is crunk tonight. You Sipping the Conversation, very own is in the building. Yes. Buddha and Baby.
What's good, Simples?
Baby.
Man, you look good over there, baby.
Hey, Buddha.
All right, okay, y'all say that for Thanksgiving behind the thing, whatever. And
I love this.
I had to bring back, Miss Stacey Cox over there because it was a couple of topics that I wanted her to chime in on that we couldn't get to because we were having so much fun.
So I said,
come on back for part two.
Okay. Thanks for having me back.
Did we pre-tape one?
Thursday.
So people don't even know I've been gone. I was here. I was here for the pre-tape one that we did on Thursday. We did two in the same week.
Yeah.
So okay, just want me to. Too many reasons hurt. My hashtag is fierce female filmmaker. If you want to add that to it. If you can remember, but Shane Briscoe. Can you pronounce my name? Let me hear you say my name. What is it? My first name.
Ashane.
Okay. Okay. Just making sure. I had somebody do a, you know, dubplate. So in reggae, it's when the artists get on a song that they already did and shout it out. They did a dub plate for me. They called me Ashani. On the whole dub plate.
Probably their nickname for you.
So I'll just make it sound.
You said, like, you're fierce.
Oh, right here.
The fierce part, yeah.
And Morgan it is?
Mm-hmm.
Morgan,
yes,
okay.
Morgan.
So you're on the show often?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
And what's your name again?
Ashane.
Ashane?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And Culture Radio's very own Slick Niggas in the building.
Yo.
Hey.
Look at that smile.
Yeah.
What up, though?
Yeah, she was taller than me today. I don't know what
I told you, you shrunk. Gravity settling in. That's all right.
I ain't shrunk. I think you just got taller with
the
boots.
That's matching girl, boo.
Let's go and take them off. Let's go and take them off. See what happens.
These boots is made for walking, okay?
Ooh, man.
Well.
We got a special appearance. Y'all might know her from the Tom Joyner the Morning Show. Red carpet,
mm-hmm.
extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My partner in crime.
Wow.
When it comes to the red carpet events.
Wow.
The beautiful and talented actress, Samantha Nicole. What's happening, boo boo?
Hey. Stop. Y'all making me blush. It's too early. Too early made me blush.
Hey.
Come on, man.
You ready to rock and roll on Saturday?
Always.
Man,
always. I'm ready.
Man, we finna rip that thing up, man.
What?
Yeah, we're gonna be presenters at the gala award show for OIF. We're also gonna be hosting the red carpet event.
Mm.
You know, so
that's big. That's dope.
Thank you,
Buddha baby. I mean, I be seeing y'all dress up like nice.
So with that being said, make sure you do the least you can to get a woman.
We got to work so hard.
You're gonna be the worst woman. Worth women,
it's
true.
There's some beautiful women like yourself that you know, they see the value in the person.
I didn't say beauty. I said worth. It's two totally different things.
No, there's some good women out here that they appreciate the quality of time versus the versus what you did.
Okay, so you didn't say that. You said do the least you can. That means zero effort, or minimal effort. You're not going to get a quality woman with minimal effort.
I can understand what your perception is. First of all, that's a joke.
Okay.
That's a joke.
Well, I'm not hearing it.
Right.
Okay, yeah, because it actually stopped. So we can start. Let me give me like a countdown when all the mics are on.
Okay.
Oh.
Like a countdown to when you got the mics on. 3, 2.
All the mics are on.
They are?
Yeah, they're on.
So they heard all everything you were just saying?
Some men are like quality women.
I'm like, what?
Okay. Apparently we live, y'all.
Okay. All right.
See, hey, I'm glad we did. See, that's how people get caught up. That's how Jesse Jackson got caught up. Y'all dress up nicely.
We cleans up well.
Hint, hint. Hint, hint.
Okay.
Hint, hint.
Okay, well, we ready.
That is a hint.
Okay. We got
Let
you.
Me know.
I'll get you more information soon. And y'all already know my main man over there.
The trouble starter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got you back.
I agree.
No, I got you back.
The trouble starter is in the building, you know.
You already know. What you got going on? You know, I know you got something going on Thanksgiving, because I know last time we talked.
You know, I'm back on the Airbnb of the sea on Wednesday.
Yeah, man.
Chicken
so,
of the
so
sea.
That means, I'm going to be at
the Floating Motel 6, all right? Just
the Floating Motel 6. So you're going to miss, though. You're going to miss everything.
I'm going to miss everything, man. I'm highly disappointed, but, you know, I got some stuff so I want to take care of or really, you know, make substantial progress on by the end of the year. So I'm going to go ahead on and get these people money, you know, right here. So for those of y'all that done seen me, you know me from the Spirit Airlines, let us see, I'm going to be there, you know.
Man, I know this is like
Spirit Airlines.
I know everybody want to be amongst family doing Thanksgiving and everything. And this is the time of year that, you know, people that you ain't seen or the crazy uncles come out and get drunk, start cussing everybody out when they get to that level. So I'm going to start with you, baby. What's your most important thing when it comes to spending time on Thanksgiving? What are you most thankful for?
Just being with my family, period. Like, the food, I can deal with it, you know, but just being able to be with my family. I have a very close-knit family. We're small, but yet we're very close. Mm-hmm. And just being with them, everybody just having a good time. And my grandparents will be there. I still have all of my maternal and paternal grandparents.
Oh, so that's so beautiful.
Man, that's dope, man.
They're going to be, you know, the maternal side will be there. And so I just like, you know, I get to love it up.
Dang. What about
I
you,
love
Buddha?
That.
Well, I'm just thankful for life, man. Hanging out with family that are still living, man. It's a blessing. Alcohol. Thankful for that as well.
Everybody got that.
Just tell the truth around here.
Yeah, everybody got that one drunk uncle or that drunk cousin that tell the truth on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Them little stories that post been kept under the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And he had a cigarette in his mouth while he talking.
So, Miss Stacy.
Yes.
What are you thankful for?
Health. I like my health, and I'm thankful for being a healthy person. As far as my family is concerned, we're all around the world, so I do like when we get together because we are big. We're in L.A., Chicago. I'm here in Florida. This year, we're trying to link up in Miami, so
Oh, man, so y'all really going to have a Thanksgiving?
We're trying to. My cousin just bought a house out there in Tamarack.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's going to come. It's like, may not come when you want it, but it's going to come right on time. And that's just a sign of God doing this thing. So patient, humble with it.
That's a good way to look at it.
You know what I'm saying? So, but man, tonight we got some topics, man, that people were, you know, chiming in early. I had a topic earlier. We're gonna get into that at the bottom of the hour. But right now, Morgan, you actually started this on a post that you put up on one of your pages, you know, about, you know, friends and having sex, whatever. So I was thinking, I was like, we can actually talk about that and really dive into it, because, you know, it's different type of friends. You got friends with benefits, and you got your brown sugar type of friend, your love and basketball type of friend. Mm-hmm. So that's the friends that we talking about right now.
Hold on,
so
your platonic
the platonic type friend, of friends.
Yeah.
So
the real friends, the friends' friends. Let's be clear, like, cause
my godfather, you know how I feel about that F word, as I call it. You know, I feel like it's too is used too loosely. You know, my godfather told me that if you got two or three friends, you're rich. So that's just an example of how rare true friends are. You know, so.
Right. And just joining us on set for the first time is Mrs. Shane Briscoe, fierce female filmmaker. What's happening, darling?
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. And this is our spot.
Yes. I see where you make all the magic, right?
All the magic go down there. Yeah. All the laughs, all the funs, all the real. Okay. So, I'm gonna just dive right into it because can friends have sex and keep the friendship? I'm gonna start with Morgan because she the one started it.
No.
Technically, really, it was just more so of like who's willing to risk the friendship more, men or women, with sex. And I just always felt like women probably would be more prone to risk the friendship just because women always look for their comfort, you know, when it comes to sex. We're not irresponsible when it comes to sex, like most men are. Y'all don't really like, whether you're comfortable with a woman or not, as long as you can get physical, you're.
So we're trying to, break it in, mess up a few things, you know, get put out.
It's not Thanksgiving, let somebody get put out.
Right, you know, right. That part. Have a few arguments, that part.
And drink about it.
Right.
Drink about it. Wow.
And make up maybe at Christmas.
Right.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Slick Nick. Now, it looks like you don't miss, like, probably like several Thanksgivings.
First of all, listen.
Right, like.
Hey, listen, you already told you. I love your frame.
I come on here and I feel attacked every time.
You sexy. I like that. Jeez. I mean, you thick in every right aspect.
Thanks.
But still just.
Clean it up, TJ.
It just means you missed a couple Thanksgivings, but. I love
you. Trying to
you
say
are.
You could have been a stick bug for Halloween is what you're trying to say.
Right. You know, I wanted to be Woody, but all the thick hoes got selfish and Woody costume sold out. But that's a whole other conversation.
Oh, okay.
No, I actually really love Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays. Second favorite, because Christmas is my first. I lied. My birthday is my first, then Christmas, then Thanksgiving.
Oh, so that's
but,
a great one. Okay.
I don't know. I'm thankful for just having my family and my family from New York comes down and we all have fun. We go to theme parks, the food. Because it's only holidays where we actually have like the oxtail and the lamb and all that good Caribbean food. Mm. So I'm excited for all of that. Mm. And my dog. It's my dog's first Thanksgiving.
Aww.
Ooh. What kind of dog? I have a pit bull.
Nice.
Yes, that's my baby.
Okay. Now, Ken, I know you it's going to be your Thanksgiving that you're going to be on the motel float. When you ain't on the motel float, when you are on land, what are you most thankful for?
Man, I'd be thankful just to be able to get with my people, man, you know, because, especially after I see it now more, especially after the passing of John Witherspoon, we got to give people their flowers while, you know, they can smell them, y'all. Mm-hmm. You know, it's too late at the funeral. They don't really hear you. I know we like to thank for our own sentimental reasons. Yeah, but even if they can hear you, they can't respond to you. So, you know, I want to be, now is my time to look at my brother Buddha and say, Buddha, brother, I love you. That way he can say, boy, I love you too. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't wait till the funeral. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like the moment you have sex, that's a whole nother thing at that point in time, you know, because now, you know, let's say me and Morgan get married. And, you know, TJ, y'all friends, but y'all hooked up a few times. You know, at some point, it's probably a good idea, you know, for Morgan to say, hey, me and him, we hooked up a few times. You know,
but
that
see,
way
a few,
I ain't all in
a
your
few
face.
Times you know? Now, let's just.
Or even one time.
The best man.
The best man.
That's a movie. You
I'm talking about Jordan and Kendall.
Listen,
I mean,
man,
that's too much.
You know,
First of all, that's too much.
Right. Nah, and that's a movie and it's dramatized.
I will say this and I keep it short and sweet. I feel like there's nothing wrong with calling someone a lover. You know, even if it was a one night stand, that was my one night lover. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You don't have, like I said, I feel like that F
So, you know, you see it all the times where somebody might be dating somebody, and then, you know, a guy comes up or a girl comes up, hey, how you doing? Y'all walking to them at the restaurant. Oh, who is that? Oh, that's just my friend. No, that's not your friend. Y'all used to smash. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't as innocent as the friend thing.
As you put it, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So while it's cool, like I said, let's call it like it is and treat it like such. Well,
But if the foundation of our friendship isn't based around
to let your people know how you feel about them, all right? So I'm grateful for that opportunity. If y'all think I'm funny, you ought to see some of my family members. I tell people all the time, I get my funny from them. All right, you can't walk in there expecting to just sit down and chill. They gonna get you. They gonna find a way to get you. You know. And then, you know, I'm also, around this time of the year, I start to reflect, and then I'm also just grateful for opportunities that have happened for me this year, and opportunities on the horizon, not just for myself, but for the people around me and for this show, you know, because I feel like we are definitely progressing in a great direction. So.
Thank you.
she was waiting for that. Hey, what?
You know he's so long-winded. Come on, y'all.
Hey, listen.
Drum roll, please.
I'm just kidding. Hey, Cannon, I love Cannon. So,
thank you,
sweetie.
I kind of don't really want to answer this question. It gets a little emotional, used very loosely.
We call anybody, you know, this is a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm a friend from where?
Now, if I say best friend or, you know, I think friend is more so, it's turned into just being polite.
Okay. I agree.
You know, it's just etiquette. It's just more it's more etiquette.
So,
I think what he was referring to is if it's real friends that you, like, have a real friendship with. Like, I grew up with a lot of brothers, so I tend to have a lot of male friends. Mm-hmm. Like, and those are my friends. I don't fuck my friends. I just don't. I don't care 20 years, 25 years, 10 years. If they're my friends, I won't cross the line no matter what.
And
even if they try me, even if it's perfect, like the timing is perfect, everything is right, I know they would be a good spouse, mm-hmm. I still can't. Unless we have a discussion that we're going to cross this line, it's no turning back.
Right.
Because I can't. I feel like if you're my friend, that intimacy is different. I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be able to have sex with my friend. That's just not.
You know, I personally feel like relationships are, you know, for lack of a better way to describe it, they're a zero-sum game, all right? You're either going to win or you're not. You know, it's either or, you know? So, and I feel like a lot of people try to use the friend category or the friend zone, if you will, to try to tie. And it just don't work that way, you know?
What do you mean? Like?
So, me and you, we end up dating and it don't work out. Oh, we going to be friends. But when I want to go hang out somewhere, you're not even going to answer my call. Just go ahead on this. Just call it quits and move on and go in a different direction.
I agree.
You know? Or, you know, we used to be involved, mm-hmm. and then, you know, it comes to an end, or we going to be friends. But you start seeing someone else, and now because you see someone else, you can't take my call, but I thought we was friends.
Then I mean, often say that. That means you weren't friends before you had sex.
Right.
So that too, like, I think people are not stupid. I think a lot of times people just play stupid and, you know, pretend naive about certain things. You know if somebody is genuinely a friend and whether or not the sex is going to change that or not. You are
right.
Because especially with women, we know guys that are in our lives that we know.
If just we your gay friend. Him a little bit,
you
right.
know, we already right. know what he want. And then we know the ones that are really just strictly friends. And if for whatever crazy reason something like that happened, we can genuinely continue. And it ain't going to be no, damn, I called you. It's going to be awkward with us hanging out. Like, no, you pretty much know who you can and cannot cross that line with and still be friends. And if it's really truly a friendship or if it's just somebody that just likes being in your company, you know, waiting on, like, playing run through school.
Right,
really
right.
Just waiting. You know what I'm saying? Waiting on
right
an opportunity.
Moment. Right, right.
So with that being said, now, would you risk a good friendship? The friendship that we're talking about, you know, the platonic friendship that you guys over the years bonded. You know, you really didn't cross the line to a certain point in time or define a moment where, like what Ashane said, that, you know, it may have been the perfect time, the stars aligned, the moon glycerin off the ocean, you know, water, whatever. But now it's come like, you know, hey, we've been friends for forever and a day, you know. And now it comes to a point where, what do we do now? So would you risk that good friendship just to bust that nut for that one time?
Well, if it's just maybe for a one-off situation, maybe not. But as far as a long-term situation, I'm like, hey, you know, it's been a few times in my life where somebody like I was really cool with, you know, we started like being attracted to one another, and it was considered, you know. And I say this, you know, like I say, it's a zero-sum game. So I take the economics of love even further, if you will. In order to get emotional gains, you must take emotional risk.
True. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So you and I got good chemistry. I'm attracted to you. You're attracted to me. And we never explore it. Then, hey, we might just lose all together. You know, at least if we tried, we done tried it and got it out of the way. You see what I'm saying? And then we can accept the aftermath afterwards.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, Sam, y'all know Sam, she just chimed in. She said, any type of, what she said, sex alters any type of relationship.
Right. I can agree with
that. That you're in. I can.
For me, because this typically we go to Jersey and visit my dad, and he just passed away. So
I'm sorry.
Thanks, guys. So I'm just grateful for life, because I'm telling you, it can just end at any time. So let's move on to something happier. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad everybody had the opportunity. And because, like, for me, Thanksgiving is a time to, you know, reflect on life. It's a time to, you know, pick up where, like, you know, what Kenneth was saying, you know, don't wait till somebody does things or die or whatever before you, like.
Because, you know, to go further into it, just, you know, the thought process or the line of logic, if you will, is, you know, a person I've had sex with, or we got, you know, we're sexual partners, we got a sexual relationship, you know, at the end of dinner.
Oh, man, you know, you had a near-death experience, or you dead, and now you know, rehashing on the good times. And I feel that Thanksgiving sometimes is that moment where, you know, hey, you know what, I know I've been busy in life, I've been doing this and that. I love you. I appreciate you. And that's just the time, because, you know, I love to cook as well. And it's just one of them times where I can reflect on life and catch up and, you know, tell my, you know, my family, my friends, you know, hey, I appreciate each and every one of y'all. And like right now, I appreciate each and every one of y'all here that has believed in my vision on the TJ Chapman Show. And that's what I'm most thankful for. And I appreciate y'all, and I love each and every one of y'all.
Not that I'm appreciating the new possibilities and going through the motions. Don't get me wrong, you know. But
from the two statements you said, it seems like you might have a little bit trust issues, a little bit.
Uh-oh. Well, hey. So let me get to Ashane, since she's talking on the mic right now. What are some of the pros and cons to that? Then are there pros and cons to it?
Chocolate letter or something.
I'm gonna put a little icing on the touch here, and you know, your family is your first fraternity, man. You know, these are the people that love you for no damn reason whatsoever.
Who in the fraternity?
You see what I'm saying? So these are the people that put up with you just because we love. That's special to me.
It is. It's definitely it. Now, last week, you know, last week. You know, trying to. I'm a little bone now.
Right. And then the sex might be amazing. Right, because you're comfortable. You know, might.
Good sex starts outside the bed.
It does, but people still need skills. And then the cons, I would think, is just sometimes men are okay with just continuing to have the casual sex. And the girl, because she's been friends for years and she's watched you, she knows what type of man you is, she might have started building romantic feelings. Meanwhile, y'all just fucking. You know what I mean? So it's like, can I say fucking on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So she's looking at you looking for more, and then when that more doesn't come, there's disappointment, there's resentment.
Can we get our mics turned up a little bit?
You've lost the friend, right?
I'll mic.
But that's the risk you
so
take.
So it's a risk you take, but I think if you're going to take the risk, you should have the discussion before.
Yeah, you definitely. You
I don't think you should just go into it.
Before
like,
you just say, okay,
yeah.
there definitely needs to be a discussion.
It's a risk, but it's your friend. Like, I would rather not risk my good friend. And then be looking at him like he's still coming around, wanting to chill, and I'm mad.
So what? So,
you know,
so,
like,
so Morgan, what's the risk?
Huh? It is a lot. Okay, the risk is this.
So what is the risk that you're losing?
What
just because
you? About?
Like if she said it's a really good friend, and you always want to fuck all your friends, we have sex.
That's that side conversation. So I just asked Morgan about what are some of the risks that you're. People are referring to, like,
it's a lot of risk. If me and you have sex and it doesn't work out, or like if the sex continues and it doesn't work out, and now we're not friends anymore. So if you're somebody that I'm accustomed to confiding in
right.
when I'm having a bad day, vice versa, now I can't do that because we decided to have sex and shit didn't work out. Then too, you can get there and sex ain't good. Just because you're my good friend.
Then you lose respect.
Then it's like, then look, as a friend, you want to know shit. What you think?
Right.
Now I got to tell you.
That you bad.
It wasn't that good. Now you mad. Now we not friends no more.
Right.
So you always,
the risk is always losing the friend.
That's the biggest, but if you accept their honesty. That's easier said than done
no,
because you got to think about the male ego in the back in the bedroom. I don't care who you are to him.
That's a lie.
It is, but we're talking about down to the bedroom. If I tell you that dick wasn't about nothing, it was trash.
Trash.
Then you're going to feel like, well, damn, that's fucked up.
I feel the same way. I always say, you know, every woman swears she got the good. But if some of y'all ever had some of y'all stuff, y'all would call a few people and apologize.
Listen,
we'll
probably be more upset with you telling us we had bad head than saying our pussy was trash. If you tell me I didn't suck your dick good, that's probably going to fuck with me more than you saying, well, your pussy wasn't that good.
Just the same, because I remember a couple episodes ago, we
because men will be like, just because
that.
I might, yeah, but I fucked the shit out you, though. Y'all probably don't care. Y'all probably don't hold head as high as...
I can say that I don't. I can
You'd rather be able to say you
for myself.
Yeah, I'm glad you're speaking for yourself.
I do want to be a double threat, but if, you know...
Starting early.
But anyway, you know, so last week we talked about, you know, is it acceptable to have a BFF of the opposite sex who's, you know, attractive while being in a relationship? You know, sometimes you're married, sometimes you got a boo thing, whatever, but you also got a friend that's probably fine as hell, and that's your BFF. Mm. And is it acceptable?
Yeah, so
yes.
My friend, she fine as hell, you know.
Lord
Jesus. And that thing just wouldn't stand up for nothing. And you know, and she was disappointed. She was like, that head was fine,
but we be ready for that. That's what I'm saying.
You know,
like,
saying?
We be ready
so
for the pressure.
I feel like you know, if you got to pick your poison, it's better to have the pressure. She'll forgive you if the for the bap head if you got that pressure.
If
you
bring
know?
That pressure, that pressure, yeah. I'm sorry.
And so
she'll
since
forgive bap head if you got good pressure. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Okay. So
that's from experience.
Listen.
Okay.
Listen, I've been on both sides. So
thank you.
Why would I not have fine friends?
Right?
Yeah, you know.
Handsome, attractive.
Hello.
Easy on the eyes.
Right. Well, my friends gotta be ugly for us to have a relationship.
That means you're not secure in yourself, and don't take your insecurities out on me because you think that my male friend is more handsome than you. It's not my problem. That sounds like a you problem, not a me problem.
Well, it sounds like Buddha got something to say.
Well, I'm gonna say all my friends I'm fuck, so
Jesus.
You thought she was fine?
Nice.
Yeah, I done did it. And that's why she my friend now.
Lord.
I'm weak.
Oh no, they give clues.
They give you clues.
When they do the phone like this. Straight to voicemail.
They can't see that out of radio.
They can't.
But what you talking about as to my point. If
They give you clues that you know, whatever you did that day,
yes.
it was like, okay, I, you know, got him, like, yeah, I threw it down, whatever. Now you start seeing clues, start seeing signs, like, that she cut it up underneath you afterwards. Or just
that she call you again.
That she call you, they call you the next day. Yeah. Or if you call them, it's like, you know, hey, what are you up to? You busy tonight? It all depends. What are you doing? Like, certain clues will tell you, okay, whatever you did.
I always measure my performance by the callback. I typically don't call right away just because I want to know, you know, if you're going to call for it again. Or if you're going to message me and be like, oh, it was great. Let's get together kind of a deal. If you get in that, then, you know.
Most women ain't gonna take it to that level.
I can show you messages.
Oh, see. They'll tell you in an indirect way to let you know, hey, they enjoyed what you did for them that night. They ain't gonna be like, hey, can you come and drop into my drawers again? No, they gonna be like.
But there are some women, you know, that they'll come out if you're working with some, they'll come back out, and they, you know, because once again, once you done got it out the way, it's a comfort zone. Like, hey, we done did it. Now, hey, come give it to me again. It was great. You see what I'm saying? So, and I can prove it.
So you like a certain kind. Because
that actually leads into our next segment. For the simple fact that, you know, we're talking about Landon Dine, BDRs, and all this other stuff. Now, our main topic of the night that we talked about is, why do people date or decide to date outside their race?
It's
a
personal choice.
It's a personal choice. And sometimes it can be, you know.
Is it a personal choice, or is there a circumstance that causes people?
What I was saying last week about wins and losses.
That's one way not to have a relationship problem, though.
So now that you smashed your friend, and
friends,
you guys,
right, plural,
all
friends,
of them.
Plural.
Now,
all
now
of
that
them.
Now that you know you guys are no longer in that relationship,
she understands me.
And I'm telling you that ain't everything ain't to be bragging about.
So how long?
The Odorado Correction has come out right here in the studio. Stay tuned for the teacher.
So how long should a person wait to date after being in a long-term relationship?
Huh? What?
It's different for everybody.
Yeah, it's different for everybody. I feel like when you yourself feel like you're healed and can actually move on without bringing the baggage from that past situation to your new situation, then who can tell you, oh, you're not ready? Only you know what you went through.
That's true. And I mean, there are people that have been in long-term relationships, but realistically, their relationship ended a long time ago.
Big
thing. So there are people that actually finally come out of a relationship and are ready to date, like,
in the new
later.
One, yeah.
It's funny because, you know, the what's sisters funny? Made that same point what's last
funny?
Week.
We
you
did.
Know,
what's funny?
You know, Stacy and the sister from Bottomless Conversations.
Morgan.
Stop tapping.
Okay, yeah. They made that same point last week where, you know, although our relationship might be just ended, it was over. You know, I might have been done with this relationship a long time ago, which I can relate to that, too. I think that works on both sides.
So you check out months before you actually say, you know what, okay,
I'm done. Yeah.
I think a lot of people check out mentally before they check out physically.
Yep.
Yeah, I can see that. I've had an experience like that before where it was over before.
But you stay with them because you're comfortable and you can
it's
get easy
routine.
Access.
Well, I mean, it's the routine. And there was, like, no official conversation of it being over. But, like, you know, we don't have the same pattern of conversation or communication anymore. You know, you're harder to get a hold of. And then somebody new comes along, then, boom, something else
that
pops off.
Mm-hmm.
Pops off, and you know, now we kicking it. Now you looking like, hey, what's up? Man, what you mean, what's up? You know, I took the hint. You know what I'm saying?
So Ken, before we go on break, I'm ask you a question. Okay?
All right.
So, what's better? And for those who listening, go ahead and either close your ears, put the chair in the way, because what I'm about to say is gonna be X-rated.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Come on with it. Powder up.
What's better? New pussy or seasoned pussy?
Well, I don't like pussy.
All I guess we all can't answer.
You know what?
Oh, it's a difference now. It's, oh, it's a big difference. It's a big difference.
You said all of them.
You know what? They say a bird in the hand better than two in the bush. So I'm gonna go with the sure bet, the seasoned vet. You know what I'm saying?
That part.
I'm gonna go with the seasoned.
Date who you want to date and be quiet.
If they're successful, they probably do so. And this is probably gonna sound real fucked up, but probably white women are more accustomed to that lifestyle than most of us, because most black people don't grow up in money. Mm-hmm. White females or white males do. Their family passed down money. They are born into money, so they are accustomed to a certain lifestyle. And so most black men, when they get up there, they're like, okay, this, you know, that's their circle now.
Or I think,
I'm gonna go with the sure bet, the seasoned vet, because you might jump into something new, and it might not be what you think, you know. Because I have met some women that were bad in bed. They out there. I know everyone.
Women can be bad in bed.
Oh yeah, you know, I know everyone. I know every woman want to believe she got the golden goose, but every woman ain't got good vajayjay. You know, all women got what I call religious vajayjay, because every man done been off in a woman raw was like, God, please don't let me get this hell pregnant. You know.
Oh, so you talking about that pull out game?
You know, I'm talking about
if you get lost in the sauce, you ain't
every
trying.
Woman got listen. Every man done been in some vagina at least once and was praying, don't let her have nothing, Lord. I left the condoms at the house. You know, every woman got religious vagina. But every woman ain't got good vagina.
Man, and what equates bad vagina?
If it's dry.
Okay.
If it's dry.
So that means that you didn't do your
way.
Job.
That can go.
That's not necessarily
that can go either
true.
Way. That can go either way.
True.
It's just
wait
like with us.
Wait a minute.
Y'all can't grab some lube. That's
take
the issue.
Mic away from
wait, wait. Y'all can't grab some lube if that's the issue.
That's usually what happens a little bit.
First of all,
I will say this, and I'll be done.
If it's dry, she don't want you.
Hello.
That's not okay.
Or there's some issues.
It might be a clinical problem. Also, it depends on the person.
Before you got there,
not me. Why are we upset because they want to keep their blood? You know what I'm saying? Why are we that protective over our bloodline? Why are we that protected over the black race to say, let's keep our tradition, you know, let's keep what we got going. And we feel like, oh, you're right. No, like, I don't think it's racist if a white, if you know, white family says we want to keep our bloodline and our family and our traditions.
You know, if you're the kind of person that just only takes and never gives, if you just expect to, you know, lay on your back and have the best of times,
uh-huh.
That is also a part of having bad vagina. Lazy vagina is bad vagina.
Okay.
All right.
Now, that makes sense.
Well,
now, if you just didn't get it ready,
so,
if you didn't start the car,
with that being said,
that's on you.
We're about to go to commercial break real quick, because at the bottom of the hour, man, we got a special guest or guests that are coming in, because they're going to talk to us about building a brand.
Okay.
And they're going to give us some business knowledge up in here.
Educational.
We're going to get educational tonight, man.
How you going to take me from
sex and wet vagina?
Easy, because guess what? Easy.
So
because
does that
when you got a person, female, male, that got their business sense, that going to make that thing stand up, or it's going to make that thing flow.
That's
very
true, because a sophisticated woman
going
to make me stand
so bam, bam,
up.
Bam, just like that.
Going.
When she got
her
own.
I see where you're going,
so remember. Keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go. What's happening, family? We are back, man. Man, this part is just getting started, man. I know y'all like, my goodness, how you going to go from, you know, talking about VJ and eggplants and, you know, sex and everything else and jump to, you know, branding your business?
I asked the question when we was out there. I said, that's an interesting segue.
He hasn't introduced you yet.
And that's the thing. But see, that's the thing about it, because nowadays, most people want to know what you're doing, because, you know, once this segment piece is over, we're gonna actually dive into, you know, does the type of job or the amount of money that a person makes, if it decides if you're going to date that person. So what better way than to get you there? Because if you mess around and roll up on somebody that's about, you know, them coins, or like Buddha and Baby say, the bags, secure the bags. You can't secure yourselves in another culture. Some say love has no color, depends on the individual and experiences possibly. Some may say black women are too strong or black too strong or or black cannot live up to the standards in which they deserve to live by. It boils down to individual choices, not the lame excuses.
If you want to embed yourself in another culture, then go to a PWI or go to your HBCU. But I don't think you have to choose your partner for that particular reason. That would be crazy.
Or travel.
If you want to expand, if you want to, yeah, travel. Go to different. Like there are other ways.
Go eat the food. Go meditate.
To do, but don't court me so you can see how it is to be in a black family.
I will say this, something that you know you may have not thought of, but some people date outside their race because they like the taboo-ness of it. They like the fact that it's different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, so it's almost like a fantasy.
Right.
It's outside the norm, and it's that taboo-ness or that that level, you know, the fact that is different that creates that attraction. It's like, you know, well, you know, I do love women in my own race, but, you know, I also like these
exotic
women because they got features that, you know, I'm not used to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So blue eyes ain't a characteristic of a natural black woman.
Right.
So if you like a woman with blue eyes, you're probably going to have a white woman of some sort.
Just date who you
I read a book about that, and that was the top reason most successful black men did outside their race. Because it's like an exotic car.
Mm.
It's like getting something exotic. They're used
if they know they can't get if they
right,
ask
and
broke.
Some of them. And they still love and respect black
get
women.
Some of y'all if we broke,
but like,
you know?
So
facts.
So is it mainly though because that, can you say if the environment that they grew up in plays a big role? Because I'm the reason why I say that is working for $8.25 an hour.
Yeah, you can if y'all all
manage a lot of
right,
years.
Right? You can manage it.
You're going to have to think about your rearrange your dynamics.
And guess
though.
What? They're here to tell us about the brand, how you can build that $8.25. So, all right. Anyway,
go.
Now, it might take you a while before they, you know, they get you.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. Mm. So, we are joined here right now by Ovia Consulting.
Ooh, I was about to ask him, say that name. Can you say the name?
Can't nobody say
this name.
See, when I was in school, they said pronunciate the word.
That white chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And you're more accepted.
Yeah.
It's like you can bring.
Look at the boy that.
You can bring that white chocolate to the crib.
The white boy that goes to the high school in Montgomery that he just got, you know, everybody like just going crazy because he's
oh, he danced? Okay.
His girlfriend is black, but he's at a predominantly
black
school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's normal.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have been surprised if he had been dating a white girl.
Right.
I wasn't shocked that his girlfriend was black at all.
And that's if it's one of those names that you know that doesn't pronunciate as it's spelled, then
let them say it.
We're gonna let them say it.
you
so
say it.
We got Stephon Gilliam, Joy Saunders in the building.
Hey TJ,
yes.
What's happening, y'all? I appreciate y'all coming on, man. It's been a long time coming, and I finally got y'all on. And you know, we got Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. And we definitely appreciate y'all taking y'all time out to bless us in the studio tonight.
Women of a certain race are better sexual partners, you know. I got some homeboys, they like white women because they feel like white women are easier and more submissive in the bedroom. They or they're faster to go down, if you will.
Probably
you know?
Open to a lot more than we are.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, and then you got some women of another race, they feel like black men, you know, have larger organs than the men in their race or whatnot.
Call it what you say.
It's some white men with some big dicks.
You know,
she said,
I wouldn't
but
know
gotta,
nothing about it.
You gotta
but, you
go
know.
Through a lot.
We ain't talking about.
You gotta see what's up. Mm-hmm. And cause it's some black
men.
You
gotta screen them too much. No, I'm playing. So you,
it sound like you done seen the ivory on the elephant before.
Who me? Nah, I ain't gonna salt no paint.
No.
I love you. Listen, I ain't got nothing against them, but I just, you know.
You like your bacon well done. Huh?
I'm good. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure that there are some out there
like,
that's slanging some iron.
It got to be.
Yeah.
So, it got to be.
So what you were just saying, is that the reason why some, you know, some of the white women would decide to get the implants? I mean, I know some black women want to get implants too in the butts. Because they see it as like, dang, so this is what my husband left me for because she has a fat ass, or what can I do to?
Listen, that could be, you know, I mean, that would go down to that individual. I'm sure there are some people ain't no sure about it. We know that there are individuals that want to have bigger, more fuller lips or a body like our black.
I may have pronunciated the word wrong.
It's something that we ask everybody because it's a very complicated business name to say. So that's part of our branding, actually.
It's
we
getting ask people to see if they can
say,
pronounce it.
To say the name.
Well.
So do
and,
you have
and
to
yes,
down?
You did butcher it. You did, yes.
Ooh.
It's okay, though. Everybody does.
We like that you did that.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So now we're going to tell the audience.
So, Stefan, you're going to tell them what's the
it's
name?
It's Eonian Avia.
Eonian Avia. I like that.
See?
Eonian Avia.
Okay. Where's the E?
She said you wrote it down.
You wrote it down wrong, and let me see the spelling of it.
It's with a Y.
A-E-O-N-I-A-N.
Oh, that's an A.
Yes.
He just got jacked up right.
Well,
O-V-I-A-G, you said?
O-V-I-A.
O-V-I-A.
Okay. Now say it again.
Eonian Avia.
Okay.
Aeonian?
Almost.
Eonian. Avia.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Wow. That's very interesting.
Who came up with that?
It's
we
emerged.
Both did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's a merged thing.
Mm-hmm. That is definitely okay. Something good. Uh-huh. So tell us a bit about your business and the firm. What do you
say
guys
name,
do?
Say the name, TJ. Say the name.
Say the name. Say the name.
Don't do that to him.
Right.
Don't come on. Say do it to him.
Eonian.
We two days away from Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
we two days away from Thanksgiving.
So Eonian.
And I got the pre Kanye.
I'm about to say we didn't get a glass of water.
What?
TJ didn't know nothing. I'm just okay. That's all right. We on Thanksgiving. So Eonian Avia is a company that specializes.
I always say, it's been my observation that the person that you marry and have a long-lasting, successful relationship is somebody that typically you wouldn't have ever gave the time of the day. You know, I've seen this many times. I've seen women reject a man for several years, finally give him a shot, and they've been married ever since.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, recently I had the pleasure to date a very attractive, Hispanic woman, but she was more on the Dominican side, and I recently learned that, you know, before there was Dominica, it was all Haiti, so a lot of them black people, I like you to have some black in you in some form or fashion, you know what I'm saying, okay. But I mean,
so you're open to it, yes.
I'm open to it.
All right, Morgan,
I prefer otherwise.
Helping people breathe life back into either their business themselves, their community, or their artistry.
Can we get them a glass, sir?
Yeah, thank you.
Can we get them a glass?
Just a shot.
Just a shot.
He's like,
shot
no,
of something.
That's okay. Oh, no. We finna
take care of you.
Fine.
We finna take care. I know it's...
I would like to toast with you.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta get them. Well, get
I ain't getting no toast.
Carry on.
What?
Carry on.
So you're going into it's for the community. It's for
business, life, community, and artistry. So those are the areas that we touch in our business. And Eonian means, man. Yeah, Eonian means lasting for an immeasurably long period of time.
Okay.
And Avia means rebirth or portrait.
Wow.
Yeah. So when we merged our companies together, we decided to just keep our names and just make them two names, you know, merged together. And it keeps our uniqueness. It keeps the essence of who we are as individuals and as a business. And we became Eonian Avia.
That's who we are.
Yep.
Wow. Where do those names derive from? What is the root of the name? Swahili, Latin, like where did it come from?
So Eonian, if I remember correctly, is Latin, Greek?
It's Latin.
Something like that.
A lot of them crazy names do come from the Latin word of something, but mm-hmm. I like
it. And Avia has two different origins. It has a Eastern European origin, and it also has an African origin. So in its African origin, it means portrait, and in its Eastern European origin, it means rebirth.
Okay.
Wow. So how successful has your company been as far as branding other businesses to, you know, launch what they're trying to build to get themselves out there? Because for some of y'all don't know, you know, Stefan, he's actually you know, part owner of the Orlando Phantoms.
General manager.
General manager. Yeah. And so,
try and get me in trouble.
Almost, like, right to my part owner.
Get me in trouble.
I'll turn around.
So, I love where I come from. But at the end of the day, you know, people always want that one thing. People want that appreciation. People want that love. People just want to feel appreciated for who they are as a person. And if you can show me genuine love in return, then I'm open for it. So I used to be that way, where it's like, okay, well, the buck stops here. I'm not finna let you get past this. I don't care how great of a person you are. I'm not just finna open this particular door. Cause a lot of, you know, some females are the same way. They can be like, you just great guy. I'm also, you know, I'm a coach on the team as well.
I knew that was coming.
shout out, Orlando Phantoms. Coming soon. So. You know, with everything that you have going on and how you've, you know, helped build, you know, the brand of, you know, the Orlando Phantoms along with, you know, Michael Torres, how would you feel your company has helped others?
So many different ways. Because we focus in so many different areas, because we don't focus only on businesses, but we focus on businesses, individuals, people who are building communities, and creatives or artists, we are able to touch people in very specific and diverse manners.
Totally fine. It's like,
boy, like
yeah,
you just heard me say, I love a woman that's got some variation of black in her. You know, it's like going to the ice cream machine.
Yeah, I mean, if a guy is mixed, you know? If he's mixed with black, then yeah. But I just need to. I personally just need some form of, you know, me to be a part of my partner, because I want us to be able to connect on certain levels.
And I totally.
So we started out as business consultants because we recognize that business is the one place that you can touch everybody. Everybody's involved in some kind of business. You either work for somebody, or you work with somebody, or you run a business where people work for you. One way or another, you are connected to business in some way, shape, or form, even if it's just you're buying things. So we recognize that by reaching businesses and helping them to develop the who of their business, then we will always be able to touch people and touch communities no matter what. But as we were walking into these businesses, we noticed that there were gaps that the businesses were sometimes not willing to fill. Sometimes we walk into a business and
we don't hide behind certain topics, because certain topics need to be discussed, because sometimes people, you know, afraid to talk about it because things racist. No, we're not talking about, you know, racism. We're just talking about why people choose to do what they do,
yes,
based on the fact of the narrative that people have painted.
Yeah.
You know, we just need to get outside of that. So I definitely, you know, want to, you know, appreciate, you know, Shane Briscoe for falling through tonight, joining us on the set for the first time. Looking forward to, you know, having her, you know, part of the team. And like always, Morgan Williams,
mm-hmm.
Bottomless Conversations. And, you know, in our absence, Buddha and Baby, we miss y'all.
I know, yeah.
And
I felt the spirit of Buddha rise up, and I just had to say that, you know, and keep it real, that some of y'all just out here smashing these other women, other races, but you ain't trying to make no home with, you know, if you black, you's a black man, a lot of black men ain't trying to make no home with a woman that's not a black woman. They'll stick all the colors of the rainbow, but they're going to make a home with a black woman.
And hey, that's comedian Loose Cannon. So next week we're gonna have an all new episode next week, man. Hey, just keep them coming, man. So if you got a chocolate letter that you want to share and experience your story, you know how to get at us, thetjchapmanshow@gmail.com. So until then, you guys have a blessed and safe night. I catch y'all next week, and keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
Discover it's who, but they wouldn't trickle that down into the individuals that work with them, or they wouldn't make initiatives to take that into the community, or they wouldn't embrace the creativity that was in their offices to allow it to flourish. And so we opened up our consulting and our coaching to these other arenas, And we've had a lot of fun. You know, we've had clients come in that have been, you know, excited. We've had clients come in that have been frustrated. We've had clients come in that have gone on to do some amazing things. And mostly, even in the people that we've been able to touch that even weren't our clients, the most important part for us is making sure that the essence of who they are is what gets developed so they can then go impact the world in whatever way, shape, or form that they desire to do so. And then, of course, make some money on as well.
As we're going.
Yeah, because you got to make some cash.
Secure the bag.
Yeah. Secure the bag. Show. We were talking about it before.
From the $8.95.
So, right. So, Joe.